Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random List. This is Jesse Cohen, and it is a nice sub-zero day for power walking. Yeah, that's November for you. Anyway, today for Fan Friday, I went to Game Rant and USWeekly.com. And I actually liked, I always like this type of thing. I always read about it. And I haven't heard about it in a while. It's celebrities almost casted in iconic roles. And we all know the big one, which is Eric Stoltz was casted in Back to the Future for a few seconds, did some actual scenes, and then they recasted Michael J. Fox, who went on to star in the trilogy of Back to the Future. So, you know, these are stars that would have been casted. And in some cases, I feel like it could have been a good movie, too. So, you know, in most cases, everybody's like, oh, my God, if that happened, I don't see how that movie could have succeeded. So I'll just get right into it. Johnny Depp played Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean series. Hugh Jackman was up for the role. Yeah, I think he could have done it. I don't know. Morpheus and Neo were talking Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne in The Matrix. It would have been, this is an interesting one. Will Smith and Sean Connery. Sean Connery is Morpheus. I don't know. But it could have been done. It just would have been a different movie. Anthony Michael Hall in Ferris Bueller's Day Off instead of Matthew Broderick. Nah, I think Matthew Broderick has that nice little humor to it. And I think Anthony Michael Hall, I don't know, too self-deprecating. Madonna, she was up to a trifecta of roles. She turned down The Matrix, Showgirls, Batman Returns, which went to Michelle Pfeiffer, Carrie Ann Moss, and Elizabeth Berkley. Rachel Lee Cook of She's All That. She was up for Rogue and the X-Men before they gave it to Anna Paquin. So that was good. I think either one would have done. Anna Paquin is really good in that. She's also good in True Blood, which I really liked her in. Deborah Winger. She was up for Dottie Hanson in A League of Their Own. I think Gina Davis did such a good job with that. I like Deborah Winger, but I don't think she could have done it. Rachel McAdams. She was in The Notebook and Wedding Crashers. She was up for Andy Sachs in The Devil Wears Prada. Again, Anne Hathaway was great in that. I think they could have either, that could have been an either toss-up to me. This one I heard of. Tom Selleck was up for Indiana Jones in Harrison Ford's Raiders of the Lost Ark. I just think Harrison Ford did such an amazing job. I don't think anybody else could have done the role. Rob Lowe, Dr. Derek Shepherd on Grey's Anatomy instead of Patrick Dempsey. I don't really watch the show, so I can't really, you know, make an opinion on that. Michelle Pfeiffer as Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs instead of Jodie Foster. No, I think Jodie Foster had a good range in that. Amanda Siegfried, who was in Mamma Mia, she was up for Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy instead of Zoe Saldana. I think Zoe really hit it out of the park with that role. This is interesting. George Clooney, Paul Newman in The Notebook instead of Ryan Gosling and James Garner. I never saw it, but I feel like that's such an iconic role for those two. I think it just wouldn't have been, it would have been weird. Gloria Stefan in Mystic Pizza instead of Julia Roberts. Nah, I think Julia Roberts, I like Gloria Stefan. I just think Julia Roberts did a really good job. Claire Danes, she would be reuniting with Leonardo DiCaprio. They were in Romeo and Juliet. They would have done Titanic together. But again, Kate Winslet, you know, she's great. Mayor of Easttown, great show. Matthew McConaughey also was up for Jack in Titanic instead of Leonardo. I think, I don't think Matthew McConaughey, I don't know. I don't think he could have done that. And then Woody Harrelson, Jerry Maguire instead of Tom Cruise. I think Tom Cruise did a great job of that. This one, I don't know. Brendan Fraser, and I like Brendan Ruth. Brendan Fraser instead of Brandon Ruth for the Superman franchise. I don't know. I could have gone either way. But Brandon Ruth, I think, has done so much in the sci-fi genre, the superhero genre, with Legends of Tomorrow. So I feel like that was a good choice. And the last one is Christina Applegate from Dead to Me and Married with Children. She would have played Elle Wood in Legally Blonde instead of Reese Witherspoon. I feel like Reese Witherspoon was an up-and-coming actress that did a lot for the role. I think Christina Applegate had her own brand already, so I don't know. I think it would have been a different movie. Anyway, those are the celebrities that missed out on iconic roles. If you know of any others, please let me know. You can hit me up on Twitter @podcastlist. hashtag randomlists or on Instagram at randomlistspodcast. You could also find me on all the podcast platforms. I'm there. You could, you know, stop by, say hi, leave a review, follow, whatever. And as always, I track the steps that I take, that the professionals take. So if you're exercising, you know, track along with me. And that is it. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much for listening. Bye.